It's allowed to sit down in the Beis Hamikdash, only Malchus based over the Vav. That's all. Shlash Yen Yeshiva Bazor, the Siv Lama the Shoris, Hoim Div Shalom Fnei Hashem. Well, it's still a boy Yeshiva. They're not allowed to sit down in the Beis Hamikdash. The Pasukim always say, the Kohanim have to stand when they do the Avodah. Elo lo Malchus based David, Shenemar, Vayovi Amelach David Vayoshev, Kisham Aloy Nosna Novi, Ato Loy Sivna Bayis, Ki Yamolo, Ki Yom Yamecha. So it says there, Vayovi Amelach David Vayoshev, Even though by him there was no Beis Hamikdash yet, but I call upon him from Malchus Beis David onward, they had a right to whoever was a chelik of Malchus Beis David had a right to sit in the Beis Hamikdash. But not Stam HaKoyin. So how come here the Koyin was sitting? Shenem the Pasuk says, Vayobi Yamelach David Vayeshu Lufnei Hashem, and the Gemara to the Yomer of Chizdo, the Yezras Noshim, you know where they leaned, you know where the Koyin Gadol leaned to save the Torah? Not in the Yazar itself, but in the Yezras Noshim. And the Ezra's Noshim, that doesn't have so much Kedusha, there you're allowed to sit. It's only in the Azor itself you're not allowed to sit. But in the Ezra's Noshim was Mutter. Hochinam in the Ezra's Noshim. Here also is the Ezra's Noshim. Beche Yitmog Rechizda, where did we learn of Chizda din of the Ezra's Noshim to say there is Mutter, the mainly answering me here also by the Kriya was done in the Ezra's Noshim? Aho. Well, it was learned in this case that Mesa, we have the Kasha. The Tanya. Hey, I mean, I guess the word Mesa was the Gemara say here. Yeah, the Gemara takes out the word Mesa. Aha, the Tanya, learned like this. Heichon Karim Boy, where did the Kohen Gadol read from these parshas on Yom Kippur? The Azor. Tanakam says, Enecham, he learned it in the Azor. We have Lazar ben Yaakov, in the Harabayas. In the Harabayas, not in the Azor, outside, in the Harabayas. Shenema, Vayikora Boy, Lefnei Harachoy. Hashem lefnei sharamayim, mashmin harabayis. The Omer of Chizdo, the Ezra's Noshim. That's what the Tanakhama says, it was written, it was laid in the Yazara. It doesn't mean mamish the Yazara, the Adduktusha, that there you're not allowed to sit down. That means he laid it in the Ezra's Noshim. And there you're allowed to sit down. Vayavorech Ezra, es Hashem ulekim agodol, my godol. What does it mean that Ezra gave a brocham? Omer Rav Yosef, Omer Rav, shegidlu b'shem ha-mafarish. He was megadol, the Beis Hamikdash, with the shem ha-mafarish. Rav Gidl Omar, no. He just said the Pesach of Baruch Hashem L'Kei Yisrael, Min Oilem Ad Oilem. And Omalei Abayler Ad Rav Dimi, V'dilma Shegidl Hashem Mepharish. Like, how do you know that? How do you know that Ezra didn't say Hashem Mepharish? He only said Baruch Hashem L'Kei Yisrael. Maybe Ezra Taka said Hashem Mepharish. Omalei, Ein Oimrim Hashem Mepharish Begvulin. Hey, this was not in the Beis Hamikdash. It means Begvulin outside, that's the cloud, you're not allowed to say Hashem Mepharish. But in Gemara V'loi, you're not. Well, see, the Pesach says, V'yamad Ezra Soifrim, Amigdalates, Asher also ledaber, the Amr of Gidol shegidlo Hashem Mepharish. So you see, he said the Hashem Mepharish in this Migdol, and this was in the, this is outside the Azor, it was outside the Beis Hamikdash. So you see, you're allowed to say that, you're allowed to say the Hashem Mepharish outside the Beis Hamikdash. And the Gemara Roya Shohisa, that was a special time, Enechnami, Namal Tzosar, but again, special times, they did special things. But you can't learn out from there that it's like a Mutter. Alright, stop. Is our Samach Testament base we're holding. So again, from a few lines down from the top, Pesach says, "Vayivorech Ezra es Hashem Elokim Hagodol." That Ezra gave a bracha to Hashem Elokim. It says Hagodol. My Godol. What does it mean? He gave a bracha to Hashem Elokim Hagodol. What does Godol mean? So the Machlokes. Omer Rav Yosef, Omer Rav Shegidloi b'Shem Hamafurish. That means Ezra used the Shem Hamafurish. He called the Kodesh Baruch's name, and he called him with the Shem Hamafurish. Even though this was outside, it was outside the Azor, it was outside the Beis Hamikdash, still, Rav Yosef holds he's allowed to use his name, the Shem HaMepharish. We have Gidl, Rav Gidl says no. The other Pesach, the Pesach is in Divrei HaYomim, that a Pesach of Baruch Hashem L'Kei Yisrael, Min Olam V'Yad Olam. That's all he said. That's what Ezra said. Ezra didn't say the Shem HaMepharish, he just gave a bracha to Hashem by saying Baruch Hashem L'Kei Yisrael, Min Olam V'Yad Olam. For the Gemara Omalei Abaye the Rav Dimi, so Abaye yes Rav Dimi, the Dilma Shegidlu B'Shem HaMepharish. Like, why don't you also want to learn like this? That maybe Taki meant to say the Shem HaMepharish. How do you know to say that he only said this Pesach Baruch Hashem? Maybe Ezra, in the first Pesach that it says, Vayivorech Ezra as Hashem Elokim HaGodol, what he means to say HaGodol was he said the Shem HaMepharish. Like, why are you arguing? Why don't you also say like that? So Amalei, he answered back, as I hold, that Ein Oimrim Shem HaMepharish Bigvulin. You're not allowed to say the Shem HaMafarish Digvulin, which means outside the Azorah. Like Rashi says, Digvulin, Kol Chutzli Azorah, Kol Igvulin. Anything outside the Beis Hamikdash, outside the Azorah, is considered called Gvulin. Because the whole Yerushalayim is also called the Gvulin. So he holds it's also to say the Shem HaMafarish outside the Azorah. It's only in the Beis Hamikdash you're allowed to say it. Outside the Beis Hamikdash, you're not allowed to say it. Is it true? No, that you're not allowed to say it. The Yoksiv, the Pasuk says, the Yamid Ezra HaSofer al Migdal Eitz, that Ezra HaSofer stood up in a special tower, a Migdal made out of wood, Asher also Ladover, that was made for a thing. And what does it mean? Yomrav Gidol, She Gidloi Vishay HaMafarish, that this Migdal Eitz, obviously it wasn't in the Beis HaMikdash, it had to be someplace outside the Beis HaMikdash, there he said the Shem HaMafarish. So you see, you are allowed to say the Shem HaMafarish, even though you're outside the Azara. The Gemara says, Hoiroya Shohoisa. That was a special time. And it really is also to do it. There was a special Hoiroya, a special purpose, why Ezra did it. Right, then the Pasuk says, Nehemiah, Vayizaku El Hashem Elokim B'Kol Gadol. That Klai Yisrael was crying to HaKadosh Baruch Hu B'Kol Gadol. My Omer, what were they saying? Omer Ravi, Temer Rav Yechanan, Baya Baya. Like to say, Oyvei, Oyvei. That's what Klai Yisrael was saying. Trashi Baya Baya, Mizloshen Tzuako V'Kodlonam. They were screaming to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What were they saying? They were saying, Hainu Hai, Diachrevei L'Mikdisho. We see in front of us like the Eitz Zahara of the Avodah Zarah. That the Eitz Zahara of Avodah Zarah, he was the one that was Machar the Chubin of the Bayis Rishon. Because the Chet Klai Yisrael had then was the Chet of Avodah Zarah. So because of the Chet of Avodah Zarah, because of this Eitz Zahara, they were Machar of the Beis HaMikdash of Rishon. They burnt the Beis HaMikdash. They cut limu lekuvei tzadikim, that the tzadiki, that the tzadikim were killed out because of that. The yeglinu li yisro me'aryon, and Klai Yisrael had to go into Bovel for 70 years. They were taken out of Eretz Yisrael. The yadayin merakad beinun, and it's still the yetzara of avodah zarah is still dancing amongst us. Is klum yehavneslon, as if they start to scream to Kadosh Baruch Hu, please give them over to us. Like take away the yetzara to do avodah zarah, give them over to us. And then don't forget, klum yahav say lon elo lekabulei beyagro. Like they're talking about the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Why did you give us this avodah zarah, the yetzara of avodah zarah? Why did you give it to us? He gave it to us for nisayon. He gave us to get reward. Like if we're not going to listen and hold back the nisayon, we'll receive reward. So the reason why we got the avodah zarah, why we got the yetzara, is to receive reward. Is so they were saying back. We don't want the Yetzirah, we don't want the Nisayin. Take him away. Better don't give us no reward, but we don't want the Yetzirah of the Avodah Zarah. It was very hard to hold back from doing Avodah Zarah. Like Rashi says, the Kabula Yagra, Shenikov Oisev in the Kabul Schar. If you hold yourself back and don't listen to him, don't do Avodah Zarah, for that you receive reward. So they were saying, like, it's too hard, this test. Take him away from us. Is Nofalo Pisco Mirkiya? So a letter came down, a Kodesh Baruch Hu sent down a special delivery letter from Shemayim to the Klal Yisrael. Devikosu Boemes. It said on this letter, Emes, that's what it said. So Rashi says, Pisco Ksav, Emes Kleiner, Maskem Ani Imochim. A Kodesh Baruch Hu is masking the Klal Yisrael. If you want to get rid of this Yetzirah, to do Avodah Zarah, maskim. Is Oma Rav Chanina, Shemamino Choysomish, like Kodesh Baruch Hu Emes. We see from here, that's the sign, the signature of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. When a Kodesh Baruch Hu signs a letter, he signs with the word Emes. That's a Kodesh Baruch Hu's chesem, that's what a Kodesh Baruch Hu is. Everything it does is Emes. Is Oisivi Bisanisa. So the Begoyzer of Tainis, Tlosin Yoimin Tlosin Lilusam. For 3 days and 3 nights, the Klai Yisrael fasted. Then Masrua Nalei, the Yetzer was given over to the Eden. Is Noflak Osa Kiguria Denuram. He came out like a young lion, a fire-dick young lion. Guria is a young lion. Denura, like from fire. Mi beis kodesh hakadoshim. That's where the Yetzirah came out from. Is omalu novel Yisrael. So the Novi told the Klai Yisrael, Haino Yitzra davaris kechovim. You should know this is the Yetzirah of the Avodah Zarah. Shinema the Pasuk says, Vayomer zois harisha. This is the Risha. No, this is the Yetzirah of Avodah Zarah. Is Bahadi de Tafsu Alei. As soon as they chapped him, they grabbed him. Ishtomet Benisei Mimazaya. hair fell off his beard. Not exactly why, I don't know, but his hair fell off his beard. The Romi Kola, and he gave a big scream. The Ozo Kola Arba Meya Pasoi, and his scream of this young lion, the Yetzara, was heard 400 Pasois away. So Omru, the Chom, said like this, Heichi Nevi, what should we do? Dilma Chas V'Sholom Arachmi Alei Min Shemaya. If he's going to be able to continue screaming like that, such a scream, the Abish is going to hear that scream, and the Abish shall maybe have Rachmanis on him, and let him go free. So he can't let him scream. We have to stop him from screaming. So Mashma, to kill him, for some reason, they didn't want to kill him. But they wanted to make him that he shouldn't be able to scream anymore. Izomalu Novi. So the Novi told him, Shadua Biduda the Avram. Send him into a pitcher like made out of lead. Vachafua Lapumaya the Avram. And cover up the cover of it with lead. The Avra Meshir Shayakola. Because lead holds back a voice. Voice doesn't go through lead. Shinem Lapostik says, Vayomer Zoisorishon. Vayishlach Oisoi El Toychoifo. They send him into this big pitcher made out of lead, and by Yashlech as Evan Hoy Ferris El Pion, that they send on top of it to cover it, also this lead cover. It's to hold away his voice, that Hashem should not be able to hear his voice. Is Omrus, now Klai Yisrael said, Ho Yovi Eis Rotzenu, since I see now it's a good Eis Rotzen, I expect the Kodesh Baruch is giving over to us. The Eis Zorah of Avodah Zorah, is Nivoi Rachme Ayitzra Di Averim. Let's also be mispallel now that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should take away from us the Yetzirah of Aveirom, which always means Znus. And we should not have a taiva to do Znus. So let's get rid of him also. So Boi Rachme, they're talking mispallel to HaKadosh Baruch Hu now. Give us over this Yetzirah also. Is the Imsav Yadayim, give him over to us. Is Omalu, so the Imsav Yadayim, he's talking given over, in Achram he was given over. Is Chazi, so Omalu, so the Yetzirah told them, Chazu, be careful, look, the Katlisuli, Lehu Kali Alma, if you're going to kill me, you know the whole world will be destroyed also. In other words, that nobody's going to have a taiva to have Tashmash even with his own wife, and you're not going to have any children anymore. So there's not going to be a world anymore. Trashi Kali Alma, Yichlo Elam, Shleitei Piriyav Rivya. People are not going to want to be with their own wives even. It's only because you have some taiva of his nus that you do it. Otherwise, without taiva, you wouldn't do it. So if the Yetzirah is going to be killed, nobody would have Tashmish. So the Morris, what they did was, Chavshua Tlosa Yemi. They hid the Yetzirah for 3 days and locked him up in jail. They looked around to try and find an egg that was hatched that day. Even a chicken. They wanted to see if a chicken hatched an egg that day. They didn't find. In other words, the only reason why even chickens give birth to eggs is because there's also the type of the Yetzirah for Tashmish. And if there'll be no Yetzirah of Tashmish, even the chickens won't even lay no eggs anymore. Trashi Beyusa Bas Yema. Beitzo Hanerledes Bebeyem. They wanted to find an egg hatched today. Lefisha Posak. Not hatched, so it was born today. Lefisha Posak Hachimim. Minamayim. Because when the Yetzirah went away, the Chimim, the heat of the stomach of the mother, went away. The Afilu Oysen Sheibra Tanagelis. Kvar. Even the egg that's in the mother's stomach already, Einem is Bashtum Bebeyem. It won't come out anymore. So mamish, without the Yetzirah, there'll be no eggs. And who adin? Nobody would have Tashmish anymore. So male, there'll be no children either. See, the Yechara developed. His armor, they said, Hechi Nevi, what should we do? Nikdalei, if we're going to kill the Yetzirah here. Mash, before the Yetzirah of Avodah Zarah, they didn't really kill him. But here they wanted to kill him. Is Kaliya Alma, if we kill this Yetzirah, there'll be no world. The world will be ended already. After that. Niboi Rachmei, Iflago, Palgo, Iflago, let's be mispal like he should die halfway. Halfway, Rashi says, means that we should not, Rashi Shiei, Sherlet Biodom, Lizokak Liishtav Lelacheris. That you'd have a taiva to be with your wife, but that's all. To do an Aveira, no. With somebody else, no. Only with your own wife. In other words, let's keep him around halfway. Tomorrow said, for some reason, Palgo Derekia Layoivi. Now, in Shemayim, they don't do that. Either they kill you the Gamsin or halfway, or nothing. You don't kill somebody halfway. There's no such thing in Shemayim. Either we'll kill the Yetzirah or the Gamri, or else he has to be here completely. So what do? They put eye paint in his eyes, v'shavkua, and they made him blind, that I took out his eyes. So in other words, they ruined the Yetzirah a little bit. The Yahani, this helped Akoponim, to le migre ve'linish, v'krevuse. This helped a little bit that people don't have such a taiva to be with their own craving. A person, the Maisa, doesn't have a lust to be with his own mother. lived with his own sister. You know why? Because the Yidden at that time knocked out the eyes of the Yetzara, so they helped Azoivait. If it wouldn't have been for this, we would have time even to be with your own mother also. But now that they did this much, they took out his eyes, so you don't have taiva. Even though people do it, as the Mashal speaks out, they didn't kill it lagamri. Just like Nigrabe, a person could hold himself back. But this, you don't have such a thing that's guru that's forcing you to do it. But about you see, some people do it. So they didn't kill him out. But it's this least it's easy to hold yourself back. Mashal from others, Nus, like you have the Yetzer, you have the taiva. But the Marova Masterwalk in the Eretz Yisrael, they learned like this. That Rav Gidl, Rav Gidl says, Gidl means before by Ezra, She Gidl B'Shem HaMafarish. Like we had before on Mandi Yoma. That Ezra Taka said the Shem HaMafarish. That's how he's Megadol HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Like it says, Vayivorech Ezra, Es HaShem Olakim HaGadol. HaGadol means he said the Shem HaMafarish. For Rav Masna Manor, Master says, know what Ezra said. HaKel HaGadol HaGibov Yanor. That's what he said. So the more of the Rav Masna, Metaya of Rav Yeshua Banaivi. Rav Masna is a raya. Metaya means Lashem Masayaya, the Gura says, it helps. Rav Masna's din is a raya, help to Rav Yeshua Banaivi. That what that Ezra was the one that said now, Hokel Hagod Lagiba Banaira. Why is he a raya? The young Rav Yeshua Banaivi, he said like this, Loma Nikra Shmo Nanchek Neset Agdelo. Why was this time of Ezra, with 180 Chachomim, that were called the Anchek Neset Agdelo? Why did they get the name Anchek Neset Agdelo? She'achziru v'atarul yoshna. They put back the crown to the way it used to be. In other words, something was stopped, and they brought it back to the way it used to be. What is this? That also Moshe, when Moshe Rabbeinu wrote the Torah, he said, Omar, Ha'keil, Ha'godol, Ha'givav Yanayra. That's what Moshe Rabbeinu gave Shvachim to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that's the way you're supposed to say when you talk to Hashem. Now, also Yirmiyahu, in later years when Yirmiyahu came, he stopped saying already one of them. The Yomer, he said, Nochrim Mekakrim Becholim. Like the Goyim are coming in to make a Churban Abayis. The Mam is dancing in the Beis HaMikdash. Ayin Noroisov. Like, where is the Noro? How can you say that the Goyim, everybody fears Hashem? We don't see any more Noroisov. Is Loyama Noro. Therefore, when he gave the Shvach to Hashem, he already said, Okel HaGod LaGibor. He did not say Vanoro anymore. So, like we'll see later, even though Moshe said it, so he can't like say not say it, but the Pshat HaMashal says is, he felt that these words are like we're saying the way HaKadosh Baruch was acting to us. Like this is the Ashpo Hashem puts down. In his time, in Yirmiyahu's time, we didn't have the Ashpo of Neira. Therefore, at that time, Hashem wasn't showing his Neira, even though Hashem is Neira, but since he wasn't showing it to us at that time, he didn't want to say the word Neira. Also, Daniel, then later years, Daniel came, Omar and Daniel said like this, Nochrim Mishtabdim Bivonov. Hey, during the 70 years of Golas Bovel, that the Bovel is the Mishtabdim Klai Yisrael. Where's the Gvur of Hashem? Like the Gvur is taken away, that the Goyim are working over us, so we don't have any more Gvura. So Hashem is not showing his Gvura now to Klai Yisrael. Therefore, Layom HaGibur. He did not say HaKel HaGodol, he only said HaKel HaGodol, he did not say HaGibur. Who had the Samanar also did not say. Or in other words, not that Hashem is not a Gibur, just that Hashem wasn't showing his Gvura now to Klai Yisrael. So during these years, Daniel held it wasn't right to say the word Gibur. Also Inu, then later it came back, the Anchek Neset HaGdelo came Ezra's time, the Yomra, they said like this, Adarabah, just the opposite, Zuhi Gvuras, this is the Gvur of Hashem, that Gvurasai Shekoibus Es Yitzroi, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was holding back his anger like, Shanois Nerech HaPayim L'Rishoyim, that really the Goyim are being Machir of the Beis HaMikdash, and they're still alive, really HaKadosh Baruch Hu should have went and killed them out right away. Good, he made Gzeiro, there has to be a Churban Abayis. But now when the Goyim did such a terrible thing, his HaKadosh Baruch Hu's actions, his Erech HaPayim, his anger should have been to kill them out right away. And still we see they lived the Golas Bavel 70 years, so that's the Gvura of Hashem, that Hashem held back his anger by not killing out the Goyim. That's also Gvura. V'yeluhei Neroisav, you know where Hashem's Neroisav is? She'el molei moirish l'Kadosh Baruch Hu. Heichu ma'achas yecholo liskayim beinumas. Adarabah. Now during the 70 years of Golas, after the Churban Abayis, how is it possible that the Goyim, all the Goyim, want to kill out Klai Yisrael, and they don't do it? Klai Yisrael still remains alive. How is that possible? Only because of the Neiros of the Kosh Baruch was a Neira. So Mela, by when Ezra came, the Anshek Nesh Sagdela, they talk a set again, Hakel, HaGodol, HaGibah, V'Yaneira. They said, HaGibah, Ren HaNeira. That even now in the Golas, still we see the Gvura and the Neira of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. From the Gemara, good. Abba V'rabonin, Hechi Avdi Hochi, V'okri Takanta D'Tokin Moshe. Like, how could Daniel and how could Yirmiyahu come and go for Ket the way Moshe said in the Torah? Like, Moshe already said the Shvach of Okeh L'Agod L'Gibor, the Neira. So how could they go for Ket from the way what Moshe says? The Chur Yisrael Sheka then. Omri Avloza, Mitoich She'yodim HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shemiti. They knew that we have before the Chosim HaKadosh Baruch Hu is always Emes. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the truth. And Shemitihu, Lefikach Lekizvu Boi. Therefore, they knew that's the Rosh of Hashem. That Hashem doesn't want them to say back Sheker. So if they would say right now, Gibor, since Hashem is not showing his Gibor with the Klai Yisrael, it would be like a Sheker, it's like Kozov. So therefore, they held, even though Moshe said it, that was a pshat, because at that time, Hashem was showing his Gibor at the Klai Yisrael. Mashenkin now by the Churban Abayis, that Hashem is not showing his Gibor at the Klai Yisrael, they held it's a Kozov, it would be Sheker to say it. Mashenkin later by Ezra, it's very good. Ezra, by the Archik Nestak Verlo, that was the time of the Bayer based Amigdash Hashemi, so then forget there was the Gvuras Hashem, and there was the Neurois of Hashem, that's why we say it. But our Korponim, even though the Zman is there, we still have the Churban Abayis, still we say it. In other words, we hold, not like Daniel, we hold like the Mora answers that the Rabbani answer back, that even Mashas Churban, still we see the Neurois of Hashem. The fact that he did not, with the fact that the Klai is still alive, the Goyim can't kill us out, and we see the Gvuras Hashem, that even though the Goyim are doing such bad things, Hashem doesn't kill them out so fast. He has Erech HaPayim for them, so that applies today also. Therefore, today, Lamaisa, we do say, in Shemoneh Esrei, we say, HaKel HaGod LaGibor V'Neira. So Rashi says, V'Elu Hei Neiroisa Shil Molei Meiro, Min Yoyim HaChurbin, Atolom Bad Neiroisa, Shekolu Mois Nesvu LaShmidom, V'Niskayim Alehem, that all the Goyim want to come and kill us, and we're still alive. For Rabban and Yom Yod and Yod, what did they hold? They held that since HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shura Amiti, Srashish Maskin, Alemet, HaKadosh Baruch Hu always wants the truth, but saying that the Sheker who doesn't like the Sheker, they thought, so it's not Kedai to say these words now, when Hashem is not showing his Gvura and his Neiros. Right. The Koy Rachri Mois V'Yach V'Yosor. The Mishnah says, now the Kohen Gadol read the Torah, he read these two parshas. He read the parsha Achrei Mois, and then he read in the parsha Emor the psukim about Yom Kippur. Or Reminu Avakasha, that it was only one Sefer Torah used, so he had a move from one place of Sefer Torah to another place. I Reminu, we learned like this: Medalgim Benovi. When you read the Aftera in Novi, then you're allowed to skip from one place to another place. Abaviyain Medalgim Torah. When you lay in the Torah, you're not allowed to skip from one place to another place. So the kasha, how could this Kohen Gadol now lay from the Sefer Torah, how could he skip from Parshas Achrei Mois to the middle of Parshas Emor? He's skipping. And the moral kasha, kan v'chtei sheyafsik haturgmin, kan v'chtei sheyafsik haturgmin. It depends how long it takes them to skip to the next place. Like what they did then was, the Kohen Gadol said first the Parshas of Achrei Mois, and then the Maturgmin said it over to the Tiber, and then he went invited to say Parshas Emor. So if he had to move to the next place, he got there while the Meturgman was still saying it over, that's all right. In other words, since they didn't have to wait for him, no, while the Meturgman, the interpreter, was saying it over, during that time he was able to find the next place, then it's Mutter. So that's why here by Kohen Gadol also. Since Achrei Mois is right before Emor, or Emor's right after, so it's easy to find it. So he could do it fast. So that's why here it's Mutter. For the Gemara, no? For your law, Ketonia, this thing, Gufa, we learned that Medal Gim Benovi, even by a Novi, by Haftar, we let it skip, and we ain't Medal Gim Torah, but you're not allowed to skip at all to lay in the Torah, and still, the Yad Kama Medalik, even by the Novi, when you are allowed to, till how far away can you skip? Only Bechtei Shle Yavsek HaTurgmin. Only Bechtei, that it won't take you that long to skipping, that you'll be able to get to find a new place before the Maturgim gets finished. So it's Mashim Kuloha B'Torah, Klau Klau Leim. Mashma, when you're learning from the Sefer Torah, even to skip from one place to another place, even though you could do it very fast and not so far away, and the Maturgman, the interpreter, will still be saying over the Torah, still it's Osir. So it's a kasha on the Kohen Gadol. How on Yom Kippur is allowed to learn from one Sefer Torah in Parshas Achrei Mois, and then skip the Parshas Emor, in the middle of Emor, or Mirabaya Lakasha. Pious to the Torah is like this. Kan Vinyan Echad, Kan Vishnein Yonim. It depends if you're laning one Indian like here, he's only laning psukim about Yom Kippur, then there's nothing wrong to skip. Mashenken, two different in Yonim, it's no good to skip. Because like Rashi says,
Mefisha divrei Torah hi azoris v'yonshin mitzvahs. The Torah has very important things inside it. There's the azoris lavim, what not to do. There's the averis, the punishment you get, and there's mitzvahs, what to do. V'tzorah shikonsu b'leiv hashemim. It has to go into your heart, like you have to hear it carefully. Ukishodim yotzim mishita l'shita acheres. If you skip around from one parsha and then skip to the next parsha talking about something else, it's going to be very hard for you to concentrate, to understand what you're saying. Therefore, when you're learning the Torah, you're not going to skip around. You always have to learn straight. Even if you want to skip just a few psukim, just someplace nearby. Still, you shouldn't go to a different inyan. Mashenka in the same inyan, like here on Yom Kippur, he was only talking about the parshas of Yom Kippur. He was talking about the different kabbonis they brought. So he's talking about the Nyonim of Yom Kippur. Here you are allowed to skip from one place to another place. Here the people won't get lost. So here the only klal is, it has to be close enough that you get there before the Maturgam gets finished. If you get there before the Maturgam gets finished, then it would be Mutter. For the Tanya, I'll bring you a Raya, this is a Raya, that the Lachar is Medal Gimbatera. You are allowed to skip from one place in the Sefer Torah to another place. Vinyan Echot, only though if it's the same Inyan. Like here, you're talking about a Nyonim of Yom Kippur. Mashenki of the Navi, when you're learning the Aftarah from the Neviim, Bishnei Inyonim, you're allowed to skip even the two different Inyonim. The Vakan Vakan Bechtesh La Yavtika Turgman. But both has to only be, even though by Torah it's Mutta of one Inyan, that's only if you get there before the Mutugum will get finished. Of the Vien Medal Giminov Lenovi. But you're not allowed to skip Minov Lenovi. That means Ramesh from one Sefer to another Sefer of Nevi'im, like from Shmuel to Malachim, and now let us skip. Uvinovi shoshnei mosa medalgin. Mashenkin, the Nevi'im of shnei mosa, it's about that's very small, each one, so then you let us skip from one to another. Uvavach lo yidlog mi Sefer Sefer tilosim. But you can't skip.